Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
How should I say this? As I'm sitting here covering all of this, a portion of my brain is constantly working in the background, thinking, strategizing. What are you doing preparing for this collapse right now? So it's just full disclosure here, folks. I mean, I'm covering all this news, and I'd like to be happy-go-lucky and tell you everything's going to be great and we're going to get through this, and I hope that's the case. But, I mean, just know, as I'm covering all this stuff and the news is breaking, it's just there's a portion of my brain, there's a percentage of my brain that's over here operating as I'm covering all this news, and it's just, how are you preparing? What are you doing? Are you ready for the collapse of the civilization? Are you ready for the collapse of America? Have you made the right measurements? Do you have what you need? Are you properly prepared? So this is just more of a, just understand, this is real stuff. And if you're processing these same questions in your head, that is a normal response. Because if this wasn't a battle for free speech and for truth and for the future of America and the planet, we'd probably just shut this whole thing down and just say, okay, it's over. Go get ready. Go get right with God. Go get right with your family and go prepare for the next Great Depression. Go prepare for the collapse of civilization. Again, I don't want that to happen. I hope it doesn't happen. But you'd be stupid if you're not thinking about that or making proper preparations for that. So, I mean, it's just a constant tick in the back of my head as I'm covering this, which we always have here because of the vampires sucking at our neck. It just sucks, doesn't it? It just sucks to know that none of this is necessary. It just sucks to know that none of this has to be going on. It just sucks to know that we could still be a prosperous nation and we'll have our problems and we'll have our disagreements and we'll have our corruption. But you know what? For the most part, you'll be in control of your destiny. And there's a bright future ahead. But no, we're living on a planet that is being dominated and occupied by demonic entities and corrupt individuals that are quite literally planning the collapse of civilization, and they plan to ride it like a wave to a totalitarian system of control and a technotronic age over all the people that are left on this planet for the rest of this planet's existence. And that's what's so heartbreaking about it. That's what sucks so much about this, is that none of this needs to be going on, folks. All of this is totally unnecessary. But you know what? This is the challenge that God has given us, with the gift of life and consciousness and everything that comes with it and all the beauty and splendor. That's the catch, is that you're going to have to deal with evil. It's in a way, it's like the classic Beastie Boys song, you got to fight for your right to party. It's like, hey, you got to fight for your privilege of living on this planet free. It's not going to be given to you. You're going to be faced with demons. You're going to be faced with corruption. You're going to be faced with slavery and war and bondage and lies and propaganda. And it's the worst maybe it's ever been in the history of this planet right now. And it's just all unnecessary, and it just breaks your heart to see what we're going into.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.Video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.Video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So, the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off, get incredible products, and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Headline, Washington Examiner last month. 5 times the White House said sanctions could deter Putin. And now here's Biden again today saying the sanctions were never meant to deter Putin. And then Psaki was asked about this same thing. Biden claimed that no one expected sanctions to prevent Russian invasion was not exactly what he meant. Because remember, last month, in the same day, within hours of one another, Biden made a public statement saying the sanctions were never meant to deter Putin. And Psaki made a public statement saying the sanctions are meant to deter Putin. And so it's this miscommunication constantly with this joke of an administration, this clown show. Like, I don't get it. Are these people just filled with hatred in their heart? What is going on here? But I don't have time to sit here and pontificate. I need to cover the rest of this news. So let me just delve in to this stack of news over here. Now, I do believe you're going to start seeing more of this. You have probably one of the best third basemen in Major League Baseball. Definitely one of the better ball players, Manny Machado, doing an interview, and he's got a Let's Go Brandon shirt on. You know, here's what I've noticed, too. Hispanics are probably the most conservative group of people in America right now. Or if you, maybe it's not even about conservative or liberal or anything. They get what's going on more than anybody else. And you know, there's something there culturally, I think, with Christianity and Catholicism. And there might even still be like some, you know, because it's a, they still have more of a historically close-knit family unit. There might even be like pressure, like, hey, you don't be gay or anything like that. So they see all the Satanism going on, and I mean, you talk to the average Hispanic American, that, I mean, as long as they're not totally brainwashed, like, they get it. Manny Machado, baseball player with the Let's Go Brandon shirt on at spring training. I think that this is just the beginning, folks. I think athletes are going to slowly but surely start becoming more politically outspoken because they're just not going to have a choice. You don't think ball players like freedom like everybody else? Of course they do. You don't think ballplayers have family that are getting crushed by this stuff? I expect that to continue. Joe Biden has demanded the resignation of Dr. Oz. I know Dr. Oz is a bit of a polarizing figure. I'm not here to comment on the individual, but he was the president's counsel on sports, fitness, and nutrition. And he received an email today, Joe Biden demanding his resignation. Dr. Oz has responded. Joe Biden can't be around anyone who doesn't completely fall in line with his fear-mongering, authoritarian, one-size-fits-all COVID handling. I am proud of my service and will not resign, so I imagine it'll be official by the end of today that Dr. Oz has been fired because he doesn't believe in medical fascism. You don't believe in medical fascism? You don't have a job in the Biden administration. You're not a sexual deviant. You're probably not a Biden. Bill Barr. Now, this is an interesting one. Remember, Bill Barr was scolding Donald Trump for talking about the Hunter Biden email and other such things. But on this story in particular, Bill Barr was part of the cover-up of the Hunter Biden laptop. Well, now Bill Barr's upset because he was lied to by Joe Biden. Wow. Thought you were smart. Surprised by being lied to by Joe Biden? Bill Barr. Biden lied to the American people about his son Hunter's emails. Really? Joe Biden in an election year when his son's devious activity is exposed and their own political corruption is exposed. Biden lied about that the month before he was on a ballot to become president of the United States. He lied about that? Wow. Who could have seen that coming? Who could have seen Joe Biden lying about the laptop that shows he's guilty of all kinds of crimes? But Bill Barr's mad because he was lied to and he was deceived and now he's embarrassed. He's embarrassed that he was on the wrong side of that history. Please, Bill Barr. You knew the laptop was real. You helped cover it up. You're not getting any sympathy points here. Give me a break. But see, there's a great story here in Tablet Mag. Invasion of the fact checkers. And it's, you know, the laptop and everything. But basically, here's how the story goes. Fact checkers exist for one reason and one reason only. And that's to convince you that Democrats are never wrong about anything ever. And Republicans are wrong about everything ever. And that's kind of a blanket statement to lump everybody into one political side. But you get the gist of it. Invasion of the fact checkers. Who are you going to believe? The Democrat Party's new official, unofficial, public, private, monopoly, tech platform, censorship brigade? Or your own misinformed, disinformed eyes? There's no such thing as these fact checkers. They're Democrat Party activists that only exist to tell you Democrats are never wrong about anything and Republicans are wrong about everything. Axios has the story. They're stunned, folks. They're stunned. Foreign propaganda organs, including those from Russia and China, have used a visa program designed to lure high-skilled workers to the U.S. to place reporters, editors, and producers at their American outposts. Records show. Really? Who would have thought? Propagandist plum high-skilled visa program. Really? China sends propaganda agents to America? Like, oh, I don't know. Maybe we could ask Eric Swalwell about that with his little fang bang. This one's hilarious. Stormy Daniels must pay $300,000 to Donald Trump after losing defamation case appeal. Stormy Daniels has to pay Trump. That's hilarious. Now, of course, she won a case against Michael Avenatti, who for a hot minute was the hero of the Democrat Party. That all fell apart soon. That fell apart real quick, and then his criminal activity got exposed. He had to pay Stormy Daniels $300,000, and now that money is going right to Donald Trump. Another, the hitmen against Donald Trump fall on their own sword. Stormy Daniels and Michael Avenatti. Absolutely pathetic. Heroes of the Democrat Party end up being complete liars and losers. DOJ inadvertently publishes list of clients of Sarah Lawrence sex cult prostitute. New York City's elite are in a tizzy after the Justice Department inadvertently published a list of 121 clients, including lawyers, businessmen, socialists, who solicited Sarah Lawrence's sex cult victim who was forced into prostitution. Yeah, folks, look, they're all in these sex cults. And, you know, maybe it's innocent enough, most of it. Maybe some of it's used for blackmail. It's just, this is the political elite. This is the corporate elite. This is the lesser of the Jeffrey Epstein pedophile island sex trafficking operations. This is a couple notches below the Nixivum sex cult. But, I mean, it's eyes wide shut crap. Some celebrities and public figures have gone public about what happens. Like, yeah, they bring you into Hollywood parties and they kind of slowly but surely, you know, introduce you to parties and then drugs and then more intense drugs and then the sex and the prostitutes, and then the prostitutes get younger and younger and younger, and then, oh, it looks like an 18-year-old, oh, but no, she's 15, now you're blackmailed. But see, some people just dive right in because they like the sex cult stuff and they like having this weird orgy stuff. Some people get trapped into it, but it's all out there now, it's all getting exposed, and the media just covers it up because they're involved.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Day of the Judge Jackson hearings. She's done nothing that would warrant her a position on the Supreme Court bench, except maybe the fact that she was the judge that handled the Pizzagate shooter. And for obvious reasons, I'm just going to leave it right there. But no, that's not the alarming thing, that she just happened to have the case of the Pizzagate shooter and then the interesting history of that gentleman. We completely disavow any violence and fake news. But no, that's not what's so alarming. An interesting little ripple there, but it's her history protecting pedophiles. And it's so funny because I've got this clip, and maybe I'll play it right now. We've got Cory Booker. And folks, I mean, this is just total clown show stuff. Here's Cory Booker comparing Judge Jackson to Harriet Tubman. I mean, it's just such ridiculousness. Do I even play it? But here you go. You want to see some of the clown show? Here's clown show Spartacus Cory Booker comparing Judge Jackson to Harriet Tubman.
Harriet Tubman.
Good. I mean,
one of my heroes because... The more I read about this person, the more...
This is ridiculous.
She was viciously beaten. Her whole life, she used to fall into spells, cracked skull. She faced starvation, chased by dogs.
I mean, folks, pause it real quick. So he's here talking about the torture Harriet Tubman had to endure, as if he's trying to get a lead role in a thespian class or something. Spartacus Booker. I mean, this guy's as phony as a $3 bill. And just the over-exaggeration of everything. And he's always sitting here, oh, Harriet Tubman, beaten and all this stuff. You're going to compare that to Judge Jackson? Who literally has gotten everywhere she is in life because of her skin color, including the Supreme Court? And you're going to compare the two? Like, I'm seeing people comparing her to Rosa Parks. So, you're gonna make the historical comparison... to black Americans who were punished for their skin color, and you're going to say that that's the same as someone who's been rewarded for their skin color? Again, it's just total clown world. Here, let's see how long you can put up with the clown Cory Booker here.
Did she rest? No, she went back. Again and again and again. The sky was full of stars. But she found one that was a harbinger of hope for better days, not just for her and those people that were enslaved, but a harbinger of hope for this country. And she never gave up on America. She fought in the led troops in the Civil War. She was involved in the suffrage movement. And as I came back from my run after being near assaulted by someone on the street.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that happened.
Thought about her.
Oh, my God.
Now she looked up. She kept looking up. No matter what they did to her, she never stopped looking up.
Now he's Harriet Tubman.
And that star... it was a harbinger of hope.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, you're my star. You are my harbinger of hope. This country is getting better and better and better.
Really?
And when
for
the
who?
Final vote happens.
I've never heard him say that
you
before.
You ascend onto the highest court in the land. I'm going to rejoice.
Wow. Talk about a psychotic mess. Cory Booker. So Cory Booker has now compared himself to Spartacus and Harriet Tubman. This is just... That's what I'm saying, folks, is I just don't want to deal with these people anymore. I don't. I'm done with you. I don't want to deal with the... I don't care. Cory Booker, you go out. You do your thing, whatever that is. Whatever your thing is, man. You're Harriet Tubman. You're Spartacus. You're Jesus Christ. You're Mahatma Gandhi. You're Nelson Mandela. You're Han Solo. You're all of it, dude. You're the greatest thing ever. I don't want to deal with these people anymore. Can you just leave us alone, please? They'll never leave us alone. That's the problem here. You see, the American left can't exist politically without you to subjugate. The American left and its political policies cannot exist without subjects. They need someone to tax. They need someone to censor. They need someone to demonize. They need someone to arrest. All of their policy is based off needing somebody to subjugate. We just want to be left alone, man. But they need us. Their policies need us.
Harrison Ford, Han Solo. Cory Booker is Han Solo. Cory Booker is Luke Skywalker. Cory Booker is Rosa Parks. Cory Booker is Spartacus. Cory Booker is Hercules. And this is just, it's just complete clown show stuff. Go do your clown shows, bro. Just please leave us alone.
But no, they'll never leave us alone.
Here's Senator Howley highlighting Judge Jackson saying that sex abusers are victims in this country. I'm not even kidding you. Here it is from one of her cases where she let a pedophile off the hook. I feel so sorry for them and for you and for the anguish that this has caused all of you. That's the sex offender. That's the pedophile. I also feel terrible about the collateral consequences of this conviction. Sex offenders are truly shunned in our society, and I have no control over these collateral consequences. That's the comments from Judge Jackson. See, this is more of how the liberal left ideology and logic is absolutely illogical and really doublethink. So, who really makes it a national cause to shun sex offenders in our society? Well, that'd be the Women's March. That'd be the Me Too movement, right? Of course, if you're a Democrat, it's all good. You're Bill Clinton, you can rape women, it's all good. You're Democrats in Virginia, you're Joe Biden with Tara Reid, you're the Cuomos, it's all good. It's only if a Republican is accused or a conservative is accused that they care so much. But that's not even the point. They're the ones that claim any sex offender needs to be shunned from society, worst person ever. Here's your judge, Jackson nominee, saying that sex offenders are the victims in this country. Where's your logic, liberals? Where's your logic, Democrats? It's like, I mean, seriously, how much more phoniness do you need to see from these people? Just look at the Kavanaugh hearings, where they made up allegations against Brett Kavanaugh saying he should be shunned for sex offenses. Now they're about to nominate a judge who thinks it's bad that sex offenders are shunned. I'm done with these people, man. I just want them out of our lives.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, And InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars is paradoxical. It's more popular than ever. It's reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure, pay for our own bandwidth, everything else, we are running out of money. So listen, up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts that help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now. The biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Banned network in the world.
So in the break, I'm watching an old clip of the Clarence Thomas confirmation hearings. It's just so frustrating, man. These Democrats, Joe Biden, they've never changed. They have literally never changed, folks. They've never changed. And you know, the great one, Rush Limbaugh, would always say this. It was always one of his most fierce talking points, was how the Democrats have never changed, always been this way. It's just more and more as time goes on, people start to realize what evil monsters they are. So I'm going to play it on the War Room coming up that I'm hosting at 3 p.m. Just a reminder, what they did to Brett Kavanaugh, they did to Clarence Thomas. These are sick bastards. These are demonic monsters. And see, my problem is, I'm so sick and damn tired of these people. I just want to step up, unplug my earpiece, shut off the microphone, walk out of this studio, and just be done with it. But I can't do that because who else is going to fight these monsters? Who else is going to expose these monsters? Who else is going to sit here and take the bullets and the flak and the arrows and the shrapnel from these monsters? I mean, they've already got the fish hook spear into my side trying to put me on board of their prison boat. They've already got vampires and... Let me just stop right there and cover this news. And it's not even about me. I'm so sick of these people destroying our planet. I'm so sick of these people destroying our way of life, destroying our country. None of this has to be going on, folks. None of it. InfoWars doesn't have to exist. You don't have to be getting crushed at the pump. You don't have to be getting crushed with taxes. You don't have to deal with pedophile drag queen story times and gay pride parade for kids and fake news. None of it. None of it. We shouldn't be dealing with any of it. It should all be done. It should be over with. See, that's why I need to stop, because I lose my patience, I lose my temper, I pray to God, I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm sure I will fall short of that, but that's what I'm saying, is you just go back in time, and you just look, these people have never changed. Joe Biden has always been a lying monster. Hillary Clinton has always been a lying monster. The Democrat Party has always been a bunch of monstrous terrorist demons. I apologize. I promised I wouldn't do that. So let me just get into the news. By the way, we'll cover the Clarence Thomas clip on the War Room, and also we're going to have Christy Lee joining us in the field from a gay pride parade for kids. That's what I'm going to start doing, actually, I think. I was thinking about this, too. Maybe it's just time to go straight comical here, straight satire here. And I'm just going to be a leftist liberal, and I'm going to celebrate drag queen story time, and I'm going to celebrate gay pride parade for kids, and I'm going to celebrate medical fascism and tyranny, because here's what I've realized. There is no effective way of changing a liberal's heart or mind. It's not going to happen. But what you can do is you can embody their beliefs and their politics and their ideologies and their logic. You can embody that, and you can put on the demon avatar suit of a Democrat, liberal, progressive, and you can just go to their events and say, this is great. I love gay kids. Because, see, when they see that coming out of your mouth, and when they see you promoting their sycophant ideas and ideologies, then they'll have to push back against it and realize how evil it is. See how that works? It's a level of reverse psychology, but it's deeper. Because their drive to hate us is actually more powerful than their actual ideologies. So I say, good, let's chop little boys' balls off, and let's have gay pride parades, and let's teach 10-year-olds how to masturbate with one another, and let's even have live masturbation classes. And let's give them dildos and vibrators and sex toys, and let's show them how to use them, and they can't even, you know, they don't even have gone through puberty yet, but this is a good thing. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, maybe we just do satire now and just come out, and I'm just pro all the liberal ideology. I want World War III with Russia. I want nuclear war with Russia. I want little kids being taught how to have gay and gay sex and anal sex and use dildos and everything. I think it's all good. And I think that pedophiles and child porn rapists and distributors of that material should get light sentences. Absolutely. And I agree, we should censor people that have speech that I disagree with. And I think we should have forced medical procedures. Absolutely. But see, that's what I'm saying is when you introduce that doctrine
and you propose that to them as if you're in support of it, their entire brain and soul just starts to malfunction. Donald Trump sues Hillary Clinton and others over Russian collusion allegations. That's an interesting move. We'll see what comes of that. Donald Trump sues Hillary Clinton and others over Russia collusion allegations. I hope he has good lawyers, and I hope we get discovery, because we all know what happened there, don't we? Don't we indeed? Project Veritas says Fed secretly accessed its emails. Totally illegal. NYPD over DNA database that contains genetic profiles of innocent New Yorkers sued. Yeah, well, wait till you figure out what they did with your nasal swab from your COVID test. Wait till you figure that one out. Then you'll really know what's going on. It is not just them collecting random DNA samples. They are collecting it any which way they can. Where do I want to go next? I mean, I just got this stack of gay pride parade for kids and pedophile story time for kids, and it's just all great. And they block parents out from going into the building because they don't like their kids being taught how to have gay sex, and they don't like their kids being taught how to be racist. And so the schools just say, oh, parents are banned. You can't come in. You're not allowed to be here. And then they get arrested when they try. It's, you know, it's liberals. It's a good thing. I love this story from Spencer Klavan at The American Mind. And while I agree with the content of the story, the headline is Creating Conspiracy Theorists, Turning Basic Facts into Thought Crimes Turns Normal People into Thought Criminals. And it's, you know, you get the idea. But here's the thing. It's not that the radical left or the fake news media or all this other garbage is turning people into conspiracy theorists. It's that the conspiracy theorists were right. That's the headline. The madness of the fake news media and the liberal left progressives and the Judge Jackson taking it easy on pedophiles, saying they're the victims. That's not creating conspiracy theorists. That's confirming that the conspiracy theorists were right. So that's the real headline, is conspiracy theorists were right. But I understand the notion that he proposes in the story is basically like, when you say men are women, when you say obese people are healthy, when you say kids need to be sexualized, when you hide the Hunter Biden laptop and all this stuff, when you lie about Russian collusion, you're creating conspiracy theorists. But it's really just the conspiracy theorists were right all along. Now you're just starting to realize it. Newt Gingrich says Kamala Harris may be the dumbest person ever elected vice president. He's probably right about that. George Soros showing his love and support for Madeleine Albright as she went down to we know where yesterday. George Soros said she was an astute stateswoman, a scholar, a champion for freedom and democracy. Yeah, she bombed people in Serbia, where she supposedly was a rescued Jew, came from. So two self-loathing Jews that basically acted like Nazis their whole life. They look like they could be related, too. Celebrating Madeleine Albright, a war criminal.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Segment for me today on the Alex Jones Show here at InfoWars, fighting corruption, lies, with the sword of truth and the shield of information right out of the InfoWars World Headquarters here in Austin, Texas. Folks, don't take this transmission for granted. Do not take InfoWars for granted. Support us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Remember to spread the links as well. And here would be my message to those that have supported us over the years and have spent a lot of your hard-earned money here to keep us on the air. We can't say thank you enough. But to those that are tuned in and have never shopped at InfoWarsStore.com and never supported us financially, don't sit on the sidelines any longer. Because you don't want the day to come where you tune into InfoWars and it's no longer there and you think, man, I just wish I would have purchased toothpaste from the store, or wish I would have purchased their coffee or gotten some emergency food supplies or an air filter or a water filter or some of their supplements or made a donation because they're not here anymore.
your prayers, your sharing of the video links. It's what keeps us on the air, folks. But I don't know when Alex is going to be able to come back on air. And I'm not sure how much of the behind-the-scenes stuff he's going to want to talk about with the attacks we're under. But, I mean, it's serious stuff here, folks. And that's why it's such a distraction to deal with all of that. And it's such a challenge to even come on air and be effective with all of this stuff going on and the thoughts churning in the back of your mind of how you're going to deal with it. Are you even going to last? They're going to try to crush you, imprison you. But you still have to just put all that in the back of your mind and try to be as informative as possible here. But just know that we need more support now than ever. We're not going to beg for it, but just know that that's the case. And we make it easy. We've got great supplements. Who doesn't want a strong immune system? Who doesn't want to have a good immune system, especially in this day and age with man-made viruses getting released? Immune support formula at InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off. Fizzy magnesium orange drink mix, very popular around here. You're going to love it. The flavor, it's good for your health. Quit giving your kids unhealthy soda drinks or unhealthy juice drinks that aren't even real juice and just have processed sugar and high fructose corn syrup. Quit giving them those to drink. Pour them a glass of Fizzy Magnesium. They'll love it. Pour them a glass of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. They'll love it. Both exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've got a couple other news stories and video clips to play here, and then Paul Joseph Watson hosts the fourth hour. I'll be back hosting the War Room. Live guest, Christy Lee, from the site of a children's gay pride parade where they block parents out from going in to try to stop it. I'm not even kidding you. That's how bad it is. Russian Ministry of Defense, Hunter Biden, George Soros, Pentagon, and CDC involved in Ukrainian biolabs. Yeah, now you see what is really going on with Russia and Ukraine. They don't want the corrupt West with the Bidens and Soroses running biological weapons labs on their doorstep. U.S. to accept 100,000 Ukrainian refugees. Oh, that's great. So we brought in all the Afghani refugees. Now we're bringing all the Ukrainian refugees. Not to mention we're on pace for 2 million illegal immigrant border crossings this year. It's great. You're paying for all of it, too. You can't even afford gas anymore. Your energy bills are going up. Everything's going up. But you're going to pay for people to come invade your country, too. Do you like living in the clown world? Is it fun or what? What a great time. Here's Justin Trudeau getting called out by MP Mislav Kolacic from Croatia. Listen to this stunning endorsement, I say jokingly, in clip two.
Nažalost, danas su među nama.
Unfortunately today, there are those who trample on fundamental values. Canada, once a symbol of the modern world,
modernog svijeta
has become a symbol of civil rights violations. Under your quasi-liberal boot in recent months,
kršenja temeljnih ljudskih prava i građanskih sloboda.
We watched how you trample women with horses, how you block the bank accounts of single parents so that they can't even pay their children's education and medicine, that they can't pay utilities, mortgages for their homes. To you, these may be liberal methods. For many citizens of the world, it is a dictatorship of the worst kind. Rest assured that the citizens of the world, united, can stop any regime that wants to destroy the freedom of citizens, either by bombs or harmful pharmaceutical products. Thank you. Wow. That lays it all out right there. And by the way, Trudeau is just getting scolded by his own parliament now, too. There is a lady, I keep forgetting her name, I think it's a, is it Christina Legrand, maybe? The blonde lady in Canada's parliament.
who now to me has to be the front runner to replace Trudeau. She's just been incredible. And then, this is hilarious, in Slovakia, they basically had their parliamentary meeting. This was like at the State of the Union, essentially, would be the best, maybe not the best analogy, but it's the best I can come up with, where all the Democrats and Republicans were all waving the Ukraine flag, dressed in Ukraine colors, and half the State of the Union was about Ukraine. Shows you what they really want. So here's members of the Slovakian parliament waving the Ukrainian flag in the parliamentary building, and the Slovakian patriots put their own flag on top of it, poured water on the masked individuals. Of course, they're wearing masks. These are the brainwashed minions of the New World Order, wearing masks, holding the Ukraine flag the wrong way, upside down. It just shows you how they don't even know anything. The blue part goes on top. It represents the sky. The yellow part goes on bottom. It represents the crops. They don't even know the basics. And then it's so funny because you watch the Slovenian patriots are the ones not wearing masks. They pour water on these deranged leftists that are holding the Ukraine flag upside down. And none of the Slovenians waving the Slovenian flag are wearing masks. I mean, this right here is everything in a nutshell. You have pride in your own country. You have nothing to do with Ukraine. You're not wearing a mask because you don't fall for that propaganda either. So it's the same thing. You're not falling for the Ukraine propaganda. You're waving your own flag. You're not falling for the COVID hysteria. You're not wearing a mask. They are. They're waving the Ukraine flag. They're wearing their masks. They support whatever the current propaganda thing is. Amazing stuff. Just amazing stuff. Now, here you are in clip four. Listen to what BlackRock CEO Larry Fink has to say in clip four.
Behaviors are going to have to change, and this is one thing we're asking companies. You have to force behaviors, and at BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors.
See what it's all about? That's echoing the sentiments of Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset. Forcing behaviors. Like, you're not going to drive a car anymore. You're not going to own a house anymore. You're not going to fly and travel the world anymore. You're not going to have steak and potatoes for dinner anymore. You're going to have to change your behaviors. Because the corrupt elite of this planet that want to conquer it for themselves and hoard all the resources, that's how they look at it. The planet is theirs. They're in charge of the resources. They own and operate all the resources. You're not allowed access to it unless they say you can. And man-made climate change is the big myth, the big lie for the greater good that they're going to use to dominate you, conquer you, and enslave you. And they're going to force you to change your behaviors. That's why your gas price is going up. That's why your taxes are going up. That's why they're censoring free speech. It's all the same. They're forcing you to be a slave. They're forcing you into the behavioral aspects of being a slave. You own nothing. You get no right to self-defense. You have no right to free speech. You have no right to question your government or media. You have no freedoms. You own nothing. You live in a pod. You're just lucky to even be alive. You're just lucky to even be alive and getting the bugs to eat and the pod to lay in all day and watch Netflix. This is Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, Larry Fink's planet now. And you're just a termite here eating their resources. So they're going to force you to change their behaviors by making your life miserable until you comply with their slave agenda for the whole planet. Paul Joseph Watson coming up. I'll be back hosting the War Room after that.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.